Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the Ask David and Shannon show. Looks like we got TJ on, and Dave he dropped his phone or something. So how you doing,
yeah,
TJ?
I'm doing good. It says there's no, I can only be one host.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, and I had another intro song. That I got, I actually downloaded from Australia, but it's not in there. I guess I might have to delete one of these because you might only have a certain number of them, you know.
Who all was on the line?
David was on there, but he dropped, you know, so either his ex-wife called him or something. Let's see what this is. Oh, here it is right here. Let me see. Okay, well, I have to figure out how to make it the introduction song. That's what I wanted to happen. But but anyway, I'm reading on here about this guy that goes to the Capitol protest, and he's standing out there in front of the Capitol, and he posts some, you know, stuff on Facebook about what he's doing, and they're charging him. It doesn't appear that he went into the Capitol. I mean, you know, that's a clear violation of the First Amendment there. They're trying to go after anybody that opposes government, you know, and now they're sending out an alert. There was an alert on domestic terrorism. You know, if you keep punching somebody in the face, eventually they're going to respond and punch you back. And I think that's what we got here.
This was predicted a long time ago by an FBI agent that had infiltrated a meeting of the weathermen. And basically that's what's happened. And they do intend to round people up and kill them. And I'm looking here on, says here, the Texas Attorney General has accused the Democrats of insurrection for illegally opening the border.
And, I agree.
We have thousands of illegals at the border
right
now.
We got to stay. We got to stay, though, from Biden's bullshit. I mean, okay, let me just ask you a question. You know, Lincoln talked about when we'd have to take up arms and get our government back. Okay, when is when?
Well, there's no organization. Trump is the only hope of having a leader, he has bailed.
There's no organization.
Hello,
do
guys.
Hey,
hello, David.
What's going on?
Just trying to get in on the radio program here. Y'all there?
Yeah.
Well, keep a talking.
Okay, well, we were just talking about that old boy. He seemed to protest a little bit at the Capitol out there on the grounds and make his comments on Facebook, and they arrested him for it, you know. I mean, claiming that he, I guess, did an insurrection by trying to get people the freedom of speech.
They're
going to
arrest you. They're going to arrest you pretty soon, probably within the next 3 to 6 months.
Come on down. Come on down.
Oh, they will.
I suffer from the what's his name? Who killed Oswald? Jack Ruby. I suffer from the Jack Ruby syndrome.
Jack Ruby syndrome. Yeah, there you go.
That's what I suffer from.
Yeah, they'll take you by surprise when you're going to work, or they'll be listening to your wife telling you to go get some bread, and they'll nail you.
Well, good luck with that.
It'll be the last your wife will hear of you. I
hope they got people to spare.
The way they look at it, they do. They're going to kill 95% of the world's population, just not 50% of the U.S. population. I've been watching this for decades.
This is pretty crazy.
Newsweek latest headlines: Iran threatens to take out Tel Aviv if Israel follows through with the new military plans. And Israel, if you didn't know, is going to follow through with the new military plans if Biden signs this new nuclear agreement with Iran. So we may see a lot of action over there before we see anything over here.
That's why a lot of people were worried about, you know, Revelation, the book of Revelation, the seven trumpets, and all this. And I told them they didn't have anything to worry about until the Ezekiel 38 and 39 attack on Israel by Muslim nations occurs. And we're getting real close to that.
Yes.
And then you got about 7 more years. But in that process, there's 3 phases. A third of the mankind's killed, and then another third, and then another third. So we're fast approaching the first third. But it'll come as a multiplicity of reasons, such as you know, the left wanting to take out the right, and Iranians are going to take out the Israelis, and Israelis are going to take out the Iranians. Things are going to, it's going to start popping like popcorn.
The biggest problem I'm going to have with any of that is, if you remember back in the 90s when we went to war in Iraq, we got to watch it on TV. We got to get updates. They embedded news people with all the forward fighters. We're not going to have any of that this time. We're not going to get to be an armchair warrior. It's going to happen, and we're going to read about it later.
No, you're not going to read about it. You're going to be a participant. What are you talking about?
That's right. They suspended this teacher.
That's why you got the National Guard here. I'm not here to watch the border.
They got a teacher over in Pennsylvania that just attended the protest, and he got suspended with pay because he was at the protest. You know, that's part of America, is protesting when you disagree with the government.
Mm-hmm. Well, America is no more. It's been taken over.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are at the courthouse in Weatherford.
I wouldn't doubt it.
They're
where? Oh, man, I'll hit. They're at Weatherford Courthouse?
In Weatherford?
Well, Parker County, they're going to kick ass and take names. Those guys don't play around.
They're
going to try to take
down the surrounding Parker County.
That's no. They'll put your ass in jail.
Now, who said that?
In a heartbeat.
These liberals, Terry, do not do their damn homework. They go into an area thinking it ought to be a certain.
Wait a minute. Whoa. What did you just say?
The liberals, they interpret the law in passion instead of reading the text.
Somebody said something about Weatherford. Who said that?
Well, it's in Weatherford. The Antifa Black Lives are protesting in Weatherford. Right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see if I can hold on. Let me see if I can get the chairs off. Hold on. The pieces of shit. So they're going to be staying in the Parker County Jail. What's going to happen?
Who told you that?
Huh?
Who told you that?
Ham radio. You heard of it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what you're listening to. That's what I'm asking. What's your source?
Yeah, ham radio.
Cool.
Chief.
No doubt who's going to win that one.
No,
County,
no doubt.
All Republican.
Yeah, Weatherford.
Yep.
What are they, rioting or what?
I don't know what they're doing.
Well, how do you know? I mean, what are they saying?
They were just saying Antifa and Black Lives Matter was over there.
Well, I mean, it was just a couple of guys with a sign marching around the square. Are they burning something? There's hundreds of them. a handful. What?
Okay, it's not on the search bar, so let's hear that.
We'll call them. You're a ham operator. I mean, I don't want to send a text to my son who lives in Weatherford unless, you know, make me look like a fool.
Hold on.
And there's, you know, hold on. One guy down there with a sign. What's so funny? Well, do you blame me?
If they're actually rioting in Weatherford in the town square, it's going to be hell to pay. They done picked the wrong town to riot in.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's the extent? Are we talking about one nigger with a sign saying down with the Civil War statue or what, you know? Because if I text my son, he lives in Weatherford, and, you know, there's just one nigger up there, I'm going to look like a fool.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they've been there once already. Had a show of force and you know, it was defused, but there was a pretty good number of them. It was on the news. They wanted to tear down that Civil War statue.
Yeah, it said a man in Michigan pleads guilty in full plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer and will fully cooperate. He's going to cooperate now.
Yeah.
The first thing he shouldn't have fucking got on YouTube and told everybody what he's fixing to fucking do.
So what does the ham operator say?
He said he's going to check. 14 teenagers arrested, live streamed murder of 15-year-old girl at Walmart. Isn't that sweet?
Where? In Weatherford?
No, this was in Louisiana Walmart. Four young girls were arrested over the weekend after their fatal stabbing of a 15-year-old girl.
He'll jump from one thing to the other, and the hearer will think you're talking about Weatherford.
Oh. Well, I don't know how old the girl was that did the stabbing, because they'll be probably certified as an adult. Other video showed the girls fleeing from the store while one of the suspects shouted, "Just stab somebody at Walmart." We never thought about that when I was growing up, actually hurting somebody. And we got two congressmen and that girl over in Arizona that I never would have believed that I would have thought was cool, but they said they're not going to try to eliminate the filibuster. So we'll see if they stick to that. You got 45 Senate Republicans that voted to dismiss Trump's impeachment. You know the Democrats are upset about it. Now they're going to try to censure him.
Hammer that ham operator.
Huh?
Hammer that ham operator to get back with you.
Hold on.
Is there anybody else in the room?
Not now.
I think just the three of us. Is that you making all that noise, Terry?
What noise?
Oh, okay. I'm hearing a lot of noise at my end.
Okay,
what kind of noise?
I sent a text to David, and David didn't run into the repeater. He can ask him. Anyway, it's pretty crazy. DHS uses alert system for the first time in a year to warn of domestic terrorism. That's you, Terry.
What's going on?
I'm waiting, you know, waiting to find out.
Well, just you know, calling Barry's call sign and say 10-4.
I'm not in range. I'm not in range of the system.
I thought that's what you used ham for, so he could be in range.
I wasn't in range of that repeater system. So. Highest rate of firearms found in carry-on luggage since agency began. Whatever. Capitol rioters seen trying to breach speaker's lobby with a Shelley Babbitt, whatever, will stay behind bars. You know why they're staying behind bars? Because they don't want them to get out and get on the media. And no, these people, if this would have been a state office, they'd already be out on fucking bail. They're upset because they gave the feds a black eye, so they're going to make the motherfuckers pay. This is all wrong. You know, you commit a criminal trespass, you're going to be locked up for fucking 30 days. Here in Texas, the penalty, I think, is a year in jail and a $2,000 fine. Okay, but they never give that to you. It's just crazy, you know. They're just trying to make an example of all these people.
Yep.
Let's see if he texts
something
back.
On the internet.
Well, they were pretty good up in Decatur when they came up there, because we were all armed and waiting for them to fuck up, and they didn't do it. So.
Well, you're going to do that pretty soon, and then they'll just arrest you.
Arrest me? They like me.
Because you'll be armed. They don't like you if you're armed.
Well, it's just who draws quicker, I guess, is going to win. Driver who ran over pedestrian and cyclist in Portland hits speeds up to 60 miles per hour. That's just too fucking bad to me. Oh, here's your buddy, Whoopi Goldberg. She's upset because they deleted the impeachment. The View, Whoopi Goldberg slams Republicans who voted against impeachment. You're scared, is what she says.
8 minutes ago, Iran orders preparation plans for an attack on Iran.
It's going to be a good week. It's going to be an exciting week.
And did you hear the story about this L.A. councilman that struggled with the Pledge of Allegiance? Because he's fucking probably, thinking about the Mexican allegiance. Los Angeles City Councilman Kevin De Leon has been asked by City Council President Nuri Martinez to lead his colleagues in the Pledge of Allegiance, which is recited by council members each Tuesday during their Zoom meetings. The delivery was far from smooth. De Leon, who represents such neighborhoods as Boyle Heights and Eagle Rock and El Sereno, started off strong and then suddenly lost the words. Stopping at the phrase United States of America, he paused. He paused and mumbled the word undivisible, then quickly started over. One of his second try, De Leon reached the word America and paused again. After skipping over the Pledge of Allegiance, he made it his way to the finish. Once it was over, someone at the meeting could be heard uttering, oof.
Here's your one. Texas Rep. 48 minutes ago files Texas Independence Act. And support for secession surges.
What? Who filed it?
Hang on. I'll tell you. Yeah, the Attorney General, accused the Democrats of insurrection.
He got a temporary stay, but I don't know how long it'll last. Joe Biden's defeat in Texas shows how the conservative can thwart his agenda.
Y'all know that Biden had appointed a new terrorist advisor for Department of Homeland Security, right?
Who's that? Daycare teacher or something?
Representative Kyle Biderman of Fredericksburg.
Okay, what are his quarterly qualifications?
He's a representative.
What the fuck is his qualifications?
He's a representative in the state of Texas. Of Fredericksburg.
Well, I'm not that far from Fredericksburg, am I?
The Texas Independence Referendum Act. The federal government is out of control. Doesn't represent the values of Texas. That's why I'm committing to file legislation.
Well, Gentlemen, we have to be very careful of what we say on a radio program.
I say kill them all.
Homeland Security will come and get us.
I say kill them all.
Okay. Then I think y'all need to take a course in, what's his name, George Carlin's 11 Things You Can't Say on Television.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Kill them all, let God sort them out. Do it now.
Now, we were raised to have the right to say whatever we want. We're going to say what we want, you know.
I'm inciting a riot.
And I still think AOC's a bitch. What are you going to do about it?
So there you go.
AOC needs her fucking ass whooped. Which needs.
You got a secession. You've got all kinds of shit flying. They won't be able to handle it all, I don't think.
You go walking around a group of people insulting them. One of them motherfuckers is going to knock you on your ass. So she just got a matter of time till that happens to her. Because she walk around thinking she got
AOC.
You
know
that stupid shit, pal, cunt?
At the National Guardsman?
Yeah, she's a bitch.
Yeah, she's a bitch. She's a dumb fucking bitch.
Yeah, and when I'm gonna give a medal, you know, if somebody was to go crazy. Well, I don't mean really crazy, you know what I mean. Put her on a planter on her fucking
exactly
ass.
Aren't you a white guy?
I already apologized to her, Terry, on Twitter.
Are you a white
so
guy?
I was sorry I was fucking white, and I'm sorry that she is brown, but the bitch needs
to
get over
it. Are you a white
it.
Guy? Are you a white guy?
That's a cotton picking reel.
Are you a white reel? Are you really white?
I'm an Anglo-Saxon.
Okay. How about you, Dave? You white?
As white can be, 98% Irish.
All right. You are our greatest threat.
Yes, that's what they're saying.
Well, we're in trouble because I know better than that.
I mean, really? I mean, you got some stupid dudes.
Let me get
this to you guys. You ready? The acting secretary of Homeland Security has issued a national terrorism advisory bulletin
due
to the heightened threat of the environment of the United States, which DHS believes will persist in the weeks following. Information suggests that some ideological motivated violent extremists with objections to the exercise of governmental authority and presidential
transition. Ain't that some fucking bullshit?
Yeah, it is. And that's the guy Biden.
Who made up those fucking
charge.
Words? Okay, here's the deal.
And he's a white ass.
TJ might have restraint. I might have restraint. And you might have restraint. But there are some people that don't possess that.
Right.
And that's what's going to happen. They're going to rock and roll. And
well, that's
I'm
what they
ready
want.
For
they
it.
Want to, they want to trigger an event that they can go ahead and the left can use the Chinese to come in under the UN.
I'm not gonna show any respect for UN troops.
Oh,
I believe
know.
In Posse Comitatus. You're not gonna just go around it by bringing in other troops and say, well, they're not US troops. They're not gonna play that fucking game with me. The Chinese
with
will
any
perish.
Of-
Well, I might have issue with my own soldiers, but with them, I don't have no fucking care in the world. Matter of fact, you know, we'll three be together and we'll be tossing coins on who gets to shoot and score us and all that shit. You know, whether that's
you
a headshot or a neck shot or whatever.
It'll go dark and you won't be able to communicate and you won't be able to talk to anybody on your ham radio.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we will. Because I remember, let me explain something to you, Terry. We invented it before the government got it. So they ain't going to be out of this. That's why they sent out that fucking warning. Because they're not able to control us on the air. We can
oh, no,
go
we're not
into,
talking about control. We're talking about if the military decides to turn you off, you will not be able to get on ham radio. You won't be able to get on any radio.
Well, they think that, but that it won't happen. And then sadly, we'll have to take them out. sadly.
It's kind of hard to do that.
That's bad because they've been given an order.
See, that's the problem.
And they're following the order.
What are you going to do?
Well, I think it'll come around.
You can't do anything.
Well, I really can't do anything, so.
Right.
You know, but,
and none of us can, and nobody else can, because there's no organization. Zero. Zilch. Trump bailed. It's as simple as that. Your best chance was lost.
Yeah, I'm really
went up to the Potomac River, and all his troops are standing there in the snow and everything, and they got the rowboat out and everything, and he said, "Nah, y'all go ahead and do it peacefully. I'm going to Florida." And let the three fucking million people go to fucking Washington. He encouraged it and said it's going to be wild, leaving everyone with the impression that he was going to seize power and he was going to do the Insurrection Act and he was going to, you know, do all these things. And then the very last minute, he said, "Nah." And a few weeks later, he went off and said, "No, we got to be peaceful. See you guys later. I'm coming back." And it don't work that way. It was blown by Trump. He blew it. The initiative
been
lost. You will not be able to gather 3 million people together like that again. So, without the organization, without a leader that people are willing to follow, you don't have anything. Just a bunch of disgruntled citizens having their rights taken away, slowly but surely. That's all that's left. He did an excellent, perfect job. I voted for him twice. You voted for him twice. Dave voted for him twice. He got 3 million people to show their colors up there, and they all got on facial recognition, and now they can nail all of them for the Insurrection Act, and they got it, man. We are fucked because there's nobody that has any kind of organizational skills that are willing to put their ass. And if you do, they'll be on you like white on rice.
Yep.
Because they're listening to every word we're saying right now.
No, I agree.
Not anybody like humans. AI, software, is watching you. On your cell phone, on your computer, on the phone right now. And they'll have screeners, and they'll say, "We got to go around these." But they'll not mess with you unless they think you're a credible threat and you actually are organizing some people. So Trump dropped the ball big time. You just don't call all everybody there, and they drive all the way up there and at their own expense, and lots of people went up there, man. Millions. And he walked away. That's reality. And he abdicated. So that's what happened. He had every right to invoke the Insurrection Act. He did not do that. But he did invoke it before he left and put the military in charge. And guess who they're recognizing? They're not recognizing Trump. They're recognizing with a letter today on the Internet where all the generals of each military branch of the service recognizing Joe Biden as the commander-in-chief. So he was a shill for the deep state, and we've been played and had. And we need to wake up to that fact. Otherwise, we're going to waste a bunch of time. It's unfortunate. I don't like saying it, but that's exactly what's happened. I just wish I had a larger audience. And they're going to continue to use unconventional warfare techniques and tighten down until they take total control of the United States, with every hope that they'll trigger some kind of a civil war where they can bring in the Chinese troops. Now, I still hope I'm wrong. I'm hoping Trump is over there and he's playing them and all this other stuff. But that's exactly what they did in the Bolshevik Revolution. It was called Operation Trust. They had these QAnon guys over back in those days, saying, you know, we're gonna beat this and so on and so forth. And Lenin ended up being in charge. He ended up it's a psyop. So we've been.
Well, I like how they mark us. Yeah, I like how they mark us as the bad guys. You know, a federal judge's actions Tuesday preventing President Joe Biden, dumbass, 100-day pause in deportation demonstrated the landmines that await the new administrations in the nation's courts. So we got a 100-day reprieve. You know, they're going to open the doors and let everybody in. Because those are future Democratic voters. That's all they see.
Well, they've already got. They've got the military. They've got the Supreme Court. They have the House. They have the Senate. And they have the judiciary. Biden can't write executive orders fast enough. One of the most, what I thought was a right wing, conservative, Rand Paul is just saying, well, the masks aren't going away, it's permanent. Why is he saying that shit? Why is the mask permanent? It's not even a real illness. There's no COVID. It's never been a COVID. They're all flus and colds. They're reclassifying as COVID-19. There's no way of testing for COVID-19. The guy that developed the COVID test even called Fauci a loser, a guy that doesn't know what he's talking about. The PCR test, the guy that developed that, tells you. It only tells you kind of like a thermometer. It tells you if you have a fever or not, but it doesn't tell you why you got a fever. Same way with a PCR test. It only tells you that you have a flu or a cold or some kind of virus, but it doesn't tell you what kind. And nobody is technically astute enough to read the NIH and CDC and research the information. Because it's the same way that Solomon Ash and Stanley Milgram discovered how Hitler did it in World War II. 40% of the people will believe the lie if it comes from perceived authority. And the other 60% will go along just so they, we just don't want no trouble. Just go ahead and wear the mask. Don't be an asshole and not wear a mask. And that's where we're at.
Well, you know, the deal about the mask, you know, I'll go all over the place and nobody's wearing a mask. And then I'll go into one place and they want to know where my daggum mask is. It just drives me crazy.
Well, yeah, like you go to Weatherford, most people won't require a mask. But you go to Del Rio or Austin, the cop will shoot your ass if you resist wearing a mask. That was on the news just the other day. Cop pulls a gun on the guy. Says, "I will drop you if you don't obey." "Quote unquote" by the officer. So it's going to take them time, but they're going to do it, and there's nobody stopping them.
Not yet.
I don't see the organization, man. What organization?
There is no organization.
Is going to do that? Do what?
There is no organization.
Exactly. And nothing's going to happen without the organization. You can't resist an organized takeover of the United States without an organized attempt to resist it. it just ain't going to happen. Even in Vietnam, they had organization. The Viet Cong was an organization. They resisted the United States of America. And they had automatic weapons, and they had B-40 rockets and hand grenades. And that's all they had. But we don't even have that. All we have is semi-automatic weapons, and they're wanting, eventually, sooner or later, Biden's going to write another executive order and just modify the one that Trump's already issued and ban it outright without due process. Just look at Laura Loomer in Florida. She was a permit to carry. She didn't commit any crimes. And because of her participation with Trump and that issue up there in Washington, D.C., the ATF sent her a letter saying, you got to turn your guns in. You're not allowed to have a gun. Under the red flag law that Trump fostered. So, in my mind, there's more evidence that Trump was a shield for the left and we were played than there is that he wasn't. Never drained one person out of the swamp. Not even one. So we were played. We need to approach the problem that way. There still has to be organization, and it has to be done quickly. Because they have the initiative, and they're not going to allow you to get organized. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, I agree with you. But they and I love how they've cut off the ability for these groups to communicate.
Exactly.
You know,
that's
what
why
they,
it was. But they call it hate speech. See, they've got another name for it. But it's a psyop, and psychological warfare, unless you know something about it, you can't recognize. The average Joe out there doesn't even see it. And they're going to continue with it. If you think the only time they're going to make a big deal about you having a gun is when they can't hide it, and they'll just say, well, Shannon McGulley was a Texas Minuteman, and he was we caught him trying to organize a terrorist white supremacist group. And we had a SWAT team. And, oh, I knew there's something wrong with old Shannon. I didn't know he was that deep into it. They know how to do that shit, man.
Yeah.
They do it all
it
the open. Time. They are experts at it. But they're not worried about they're not worried about you or me or Dave. They know we're harmless. They'll deal with us later. They're going to keep their eye on freshly discharged troops. They're going to keep their eye on younger people. They're going to keep their eye on Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, Boogaloos, and things like that. Because they are organized, but they're not talking to each other. Now, that would be a formidable thing if you could get all the militias organized under the one umbrella. Trump didn't foster any of that shit. And January 6th was a perfect time to consolidate it. He said, all he had to do is get up and say, I have already initiated the Insurrection Act. But he did, it for Biden, so there'll be a smooth transition. We've been had. And we're disorganized.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask a question.
Huh?
Do you think the Democrats stole the election?
Do what? Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. That's part of it, to show you that you're wasting your time. We have the initiative. We can get away with anything we want. And look at all the rhinos. They're not called rhinos. Hell, three-fourths of the fucking the majority of Republicans are traitors. Traitors, man. not all of the Democrats, but there's far more traitors. It takes both parties to take our rights away. The founding fathers were against parties because it divides the country. And by dividing the country, you can control it better. That's a product of the Civil War, the Democrat and Republican parties. You got Team A, you got Team B. You can never unite the country with Team A and Team B. Right now, everything is united under the Democratic banner, and you're going to either have to fall in line or be eliminated, because the Democratic line is the Chinese communists. They're taking over. America has to be subdued. They cannot do their UN Agenda 21 and their UN Agenda 30 until America is subdued and disarmed. And the big deal, they're going to, none of this stuff is bull, this is all bullshit compared to what they're going to do on the guns. And they flat ass told you what they're going to do. We're, hell yeah, we're coming after your guns.
Well, it'll be one hell of a show.
They don't care.
Yep.
Because they know
so
we're
it.
Divided. We can't put up a organized resistance to it. They'll do you one at a time. They don't care.
Well, some of us are armed
time,
a lot more than others.
Do what?
Some of us are armed a lot more than others.
That's right, and that's why they have control of the military. You ain't going to do shit. Even if you got 10 or 15 guys in a cave, they know how to do that. They've been practicing with that shit. That's why they've been doing that in Afghanistan over there, is developing weapons. They can blast you out of that cave. And, you know, 15 guys hiding in a cave. Got, say you got automatic weapons. Say you got a 50 caliber Barrett rifle. So what? What are you going to do when a 30 millimeter cannon comes out of the barrel of an attack helicopter 20 miles away and you can't even hear it or see it? How are you going to
I like it. Have y'all seen this Alex Powell, this bitch from Portland, said that it's a part of our right to protest and destroy shit? Where the fuck was she educated? I'm telling you, if they do it in my presence, I'm going to place them under arrest because they committed a felony in my presence.
But you just remember, there's a different set of rules and regulations. The mere fact that you're got that Texas Minuteman tag on you, they will take you down the minute you try to step out of line.
Now look,
the FBI called you on the phone, Shannon.
I've spoken to Parker County, the Cook County, all those places. The law enforcement knows who I am already.
The FBI can swoop down on you at any moment. Any moment. As soon as they can use it for PR. Say, we nipped a white supremacist terrorist group forming. Why do you think they called you?
Well,
that was step one, okay? Step two is you'll be kept under surveillance. And step three is they're going to SWAT team your ass. And they're just waiting for the opportunity. They're listening to our conversation as we speak.
I'll sound like one of those WWE wrestlers. Bring it on. You're awful bad on the phone. Bring it on. Right, David?
So, I think David's asleep.
No, I'm just soaking it all in, and I'm getting madder by the second.
Really need to get off that gabapentin, David.
Oh, it ain't me taking gabapentin.
You know, I haven't had a bad dream on gabapentin. Now, it's always just been a positive, constructive dream. You know, it's weird about that gabapentin.
Are you taking that stuff, too?
100 milligrams whenever I need to. I take this other shit because I can't take the gabapentin for a fucking week because I'm all drugged out, lethargic. So, you know, if my feeding that really bother me, I'll take it. And then like tonight, I'm not going to take it. I'm going to take the other shit.
I've taken 1,200 milligrams a day of
That's why you don't make no fucking sense, Terry. That's why you don't make no sense. That's why you listen to Alex Jones. Yeah?
I've been telling him that for months.
I don't want to make sense. Trust me.
We ain't going to tell you some of the shit you talked about.
I want to think that Trump and the military are doing a psyop on them, and at any moment they're going to give them as much rope as they need.
Wait a minute, you're misunderstanding. I know, but you're misunderstanding, okay? David and I want you to be wrong about every fucking thing.
It's unanimous. I want to be wrong about it.
A lot of things that are coming true. A lot of things are coming true that you mentioned that we thought you were full of shit about.
I don't want to be that way. I don't want it to be that way.
Well, it's coming true, I think.
I studied this shit for 55 years. I've been studying this shit. Researching ever since Vietnam. I wanted to know what the fuck is going on.
What you need to do, Terry, is take those, you know, that stuff that they feed the deer and put it near the caves so that the bears could get comfortable. And that way, if we need to dispose of something, we just throw it in the cave and the bear will take it from there.
You figured it out.
Okay. So you can't dig a hole, you know. So.
Yeah, I think it will go in stages. Stage one was they have to leave the vast majority of the people, at least 50%, that's certainly the 40% that Stanley Milgram and Solomon Asch has proved that it'll work on. And what they're going to do is they don't want it to look like totalitarianism. They want it to look like it's democracy. See, in the United States, they've always been saying, we're going to lose our democracy. It's never been a democracy. The United States has never been a democracy. It was set up to be a constitutional republic guaranteeing a republican form of government. Now, that in and of itself tells you that they win, because now they're calling it a democracy, and it will be a democracy. It'll be Democrats versus the enemy. They're going to unite everybody under a single banner. That's how China did it. That's how Lenin did it. That's how Hitler did it. It's an instant replay of the same playbook, just a different time. And all of those scenarios tells you, if you don't rise up and resist in the first phase of it, you're fucked. You will be rounded up. You will be eliminated, just like in the days of old. And there'll be guys like me and you, and all of us will be beating our drums and sounding the alarm and saying, danger, 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 but it isn't going to do any good because people aren't going to listen to you because you're not the perceived authority. The guys with the uniforms, the guys that they feel like is in charge, the sheriffs, the law enforcement guys, yeah, there'll be some on your side. But eventually, whenever you're a law enforcement guy or you're a soldier or you're a sheriff, if they send the edict down and they say, hey, man, go round up these guys. Well, you know, that's against the law. I says, we told you to go arrest those guys or we will arrest you. And all of a sudden, that guy has got some children to feed or whatever. The way that guy interprets it, it's either I go round up Shannon and David and Terry, or my kids will be without a daddy. See how that works? They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They will take people that will empathize with you all day long and want to do the right thing by the Constitution, but they won't be able to because they have them by the balls. They have to obey, just like they're going to make everybody take the vaccination, or you will not be able to buy or sell. You will not be able to get your money out of the bank, put it in the bank, get license. You won't be able to get your private eye license renewed, your driver's license renewed, the plates on your truck. You won't even be able to buy a truck or sell the truck because you can't show proof of vaccination. There's absolutely nothing we can do except organize and rise up, and there's no organization. Proud Boys.
I don't need a vaccine. I've already got antibodies.
Huh?
I've already got antibodies. I don't need more. I don't need a vaccine.
It doesn't make any difference. That's not the point.
You don't have that paper saying that you got the vaccine. That's the main thing.
I got,
you got to have that.
No,
paper.
I got a badge. No, I got a badge. It just came in the mail. It says badass motherfucker.
If you're caught outside the gulag without a star, you're toast.
I think they're all full of shit myself.
It didn't make any difference. It won't make any difference. When the Proud Boys can't work with the Oath Keepers, and militias can organize. And what are they going to do? They're going to go up against MP4s with an AR-15?
We're at the 4-minute warning.
Okay.
4-minute warning.
Yeah, that's
well,
all you got left for tonight's radio program.
We don't have an audience. We all agree that something needs to be done, but you can't even get an audience.
Well,
even if somebody
wanted
to get on, the FBI has the ability to block them from even getting on.
I think this is the first really productive show we've had because we've covered a lot of topics, we'll go from there. You can go to txminuteman.org.
I did have trouble getting into the show tonight.
Do what?
Did you?
I did have trouble getting into the show tonight. I probably called, I don't know, 7-8 times, and it was a busy signal.
Yeah. I think they may be blocking you, personally. They're not going to want you to organize. And they don't want you talking. What makes you think you're any different?
Right. They don't want some fucking chicken farmer calling in.
I'm the chicken farmer.
Here's the big clue. The FBI has already called you on the phone. Okay. Big clue. They're not going to let you go anywhere, and they're watching you, and they're waiting for their opportunity.
Fucking A. Anyway, we will do this tomorrow, or next Thursday. So I'm going to start going to church on Wednesday, since Terry thinks everything's coming to an end.
It's a little late, isn't it? That's okay.
It's never too late, Terry. Don't say that.
I'll put in a couple of good words for you.
Well,
but,
I appreciate
we'll see y'all next week for sure.